live from our living room. It's from Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long distance, marriage, and relationships. Hello and welcome to episode 12. Today, this is probably one more for the long distance relationship listeners out there, as we're going to be talking all about phone sex. Yeah, we've got Michael Jackson as a special guest.
So phone sex. I think it's fair to say that probably quite a lot of long-distance relationships make use of this particular activity.
Well, it's tough, isn't it?
What?
It's a tough aspect of a long-distance relationship that you found someone you want to be with, but you can't be with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we talked about, I think, in episode 2, which was the benefits of long-distance relationships. And that was kind of how, you know, there's so much build-up and all that. And so when you finally are together, it's amazing. And I think phone sex can just be a way to add to all of that.
Yeah, and I think, we always talk about communication. And phone sex ties into that because it's a way for you to almost get a head start on finding out what turns your partner on.
Being able to tell your partner what turns you on and what you want.
Yeah. So I think, there's benefits to it.
I think it's also...
It's fun too.
Yeah. It's something that I think it's important to be able to talk to each other like that and be serious or be playful and not be too... Not squeamish, but... I don't know. I mean, if you want to be in this person's life forever and one day be living in the same home, not being long distance anymore, you're going to see sides of this person that maybe you didn't expect. You're going to lose some privacy and things like that. So I think it's a really good step in kind of boundaries just falling down, kind of, and there not being rules in your relationship in terms of, is that going to be okay to say? Is it not going to be okay to say?
And it's a different level, or a different type of intimacy too.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're physically with someone and you're having regular sex with them, you can be, you can still be quite emotionally sort of shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you said, not talking to them, not saying what you want or don't want, just going through the motions. And you can't really do that with phone sex. You have to be somewhat unguarded.
It's a good sexual icebreaker too, I think, because... Like you said, you have an idea of what this person likes, and then when you're with them the first time physically, of course, being over the phone isn't compared to actually physically being with someone for the first time, but it's almost like you have a little bit of knowledge of them. And I know, like for us, talking and thinking about that first time we were together physically, sexually, and there was a lot pinned on that, and it was, what's it going to be like, and da, da, da. But I think... engaging in phone sex before that can give you a little bit of an idea of, what kind of lover your partner is and what they say, what they like, it gives you a better reading and maybe prepares you a little bit better for that first time when you are together.
Should we talk a little bit about for the people who are listening who maybe haven't done it yet and they're nervous?
Sure. Yeah. Like what? This is your little idea. You run with it.
I mean, it's literally just occurred to me.
Let's have some elevator music while Rich thinks about this.
More like anything. We get asked questions, I suppose, fairly regularly now. We get asked questions generally about relationships, long distance stuff. So I think for this, it's got to be one of those aspects where if you're new to it and you haven't done it as a couple yet, I imagine it can be quite intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing...
I imagine because I don't really remember, it's a long time ago for us, but someone's going to have to bring it up.
Yeah.
And that's always risky because you don't know how the other person's going to react.
Yeah.
Then it's, okay, they've agreed to it, or maybe they haven't agreed to it and you've got to be a bit persuasive, but eventually you get to the point where they agree to it and you try it. There's probably got a lot of nerves and anticipation.
I think a good way to feel it out is maybe to start with sexting rather than actual phone conversation. That can feel a little bit safer to start with. I think texting, you know, flirty texts can quickly escalate into sexting.
They can, but the thing with that is, maybe this is just me, but I wonder if that's all happening through text, is there then going to be some apprehension about, oh, what's the next phone call going to be like?
I think it just depends on you. You know, it could be different for everyone. But I think the most important thing is if you're not quite ready or you're feeling a little bit shy, and maybe your partner wants to start doing, you know, doing phone sex. I don't know if that sounds right, like Borat. But not to feel like you have to if you're not ready about it. If you want to have some conversations about it first, definitely do.
And on that point, one of the big benefits of it is if you're a bit insecure physically,
mm-hmm.
if you, you know, if you've got some... If you're a bit self-conscious, how you look or...
how you feel or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Obviously, that's something that you can be intimate with them without worrying about that. There's a safety there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as far as the nerves go, yeah, I think you're right. Sexting's good.
Yeah, I think it's just a place to start. And that
and that's, it's so much easier now.
It is. And I think there's kind of... that's a good way to broach the topic, but without having to actually have a real conversation about it to start with. So
it
will have to happen at some point.
Does that lose, is it a bit too disconnected in text?
I don't think so. I know that that's something that we've done sometimes and we both really like it. Obviously, I know it's much different now because we're married and have been together a long time, but I think it just depends. I just think it's a good kind of avenue to go down that sort of way of thinking. It's just kind of a good way to go down that route.
Yeah.
I don't really have a similar answer. I think it's different for everyone. I think maybe some people could get stuck in just doing that.
Well,
someone's going to have to say, hey, you know, we've done this a couple of times. I think we both really liked it. You know, would you want to move this into the realm of phone sex?
And I kind of feel like this is where it's different now for people than it was for us, where, you know, we had to really make an effort to video chat.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't really do it on our phones. It had to be on our laptop. So, but now I think people are much more, you know, people, I'll send you a Snapchat.
It's very easy.
I don't mean me and you, I mean people could be saying this, you know, I'll send you a Snapchat and or less WhatsApp, less FaceTime. So maybe there's more avenue basically to be spontaneous with this. What we couldn't really do if we'd wanted to was surprise each other with a picture,
mm-hmm.
which you can do now.
We could surprise each other with a picture through an email.
Yeah, but it wasn't as spontaneous. Like, you didn't know. It's not like now where, you know, you're going to get that email on your phone. You'll be, oh, I might not see that email. If I was out, you were out.
Well, if you're out, you might not look at a, Snapchat straight away.
We didn't really have data back then, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's much more connected. But I think what's different nowadays is there's a lot of avenues now for, like we always talk about, like I've just touched on how everyone's much more connected, but there are now services where you can be watching. Someone told us about this on Instagram, didn't they? When we had that episode about date ideas and we said, why not put a film on at the same time? So you're watching the same film. And then someone commented and said, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a program where one of you logs in and it plays the movie for both of you. So if you pause it, it pauses it for both mm-hmm. of you. You can rewind. So it's much more of a shared experience.
So you're saying do that with porn?
I'm saying it's an option, yeah. Like there's stuff you can do now. As a couple, yeah. And you could do that through...
Who pauses porn, really?
Hmm?
Who pauses porn, though?
I'm not saying you have to pause porn. I'm saying that you can watch the same video or read the same stories, or one of you can do a striptease if you're so inclined. But, you know, I just feel like this is something that technology's really opened up, is that phone sex can be more modern.
I think there's a bit more safety in phone sex than there is in anything else in terms of, like, sending photos or videos. I mean, I
yeah, there's no trail.
Yeah, and there's just a lot. I mean, you know, I guess if maybe it's someone you've met more than once or you've been talking to for a very long time, then maybe you don't have to worry so much about what this person's going to do with those photos. But I mean,
it's a good point. I mean, revenge porn has been in the news quite a few times here. And
or just people sharing stuff, even if they just show their friends. I mean, you know, I mean, I've been out with groups of friends and one of the guys has started pulling out what I assumed was pictures of his wife and showing it. Like, I don't know. I just think you need to be really careful with that. And yeah. And not even that you're not trusting the person you're with. What if they get hacked? Or someone steals their phone. I think in terms of anything with an image, you need to think about that a little bit more. But just your voice or just texts, that should probably be a little bit safer to start with, really.
Yeah, and equally, that's sort of a benefit of like FaceTime and you know, video. It's not really being, I suppose they could record it, but you're not sending it to them. I mean, if they're recording it without your consent, then that's them deliberately being, what's the word I'm looking for?
Mean. I think that's another level, though. Dishonest. That's another level, though. Like, okay, sure. So we're talking about kind of the levels of it. So first I would say sexting. Then I'd say phone sex. Now you're talking about, like, FaceTime, like...
Well, it's all methods of having sex while you're apart.
No, I know, but I just think that's intense. Like, one, Mikhail, maybe sending a cheeky clip of you touching yourself, you know, recording it and sending it. But, like, actually live... Like, I mean, that's not something we've ever done before. It's not really something that was technologically there was a capability for when we were long distance. But that's just freaked me out. Just thinking I don't know. It just seems like a lot of pressure. Like,
what, to be performing?
Yeah, like over FaceTime with each other. Like live. Look at me. This is what I'm doing. I don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming it's not something that happened on day one. But, you know, kids these days, who knows what they're up to?
Oh, that's freaked me out. Like, I don't even know if I could do that now. Like,
find out. We can do a follow-up episode and we can tell people how you got on.
Andrea cried. cracked under the pressure. Yeah, I don't know. Perform. But do you know what I mean? The word that makes it, you have to, like, be on it. And
but then maybe that's another point, then, is...
porn star.
If that's the, quote-unquote, done thing these days...
Is it? Can you tell us, please? We don't know.
Yeah, please tell us. But if it is, or the fact that it's an option, someone's going to be asking for it. So I suppose it's just the point of, I could see that being an area where one of the people in that relationship may feel pressured to be putting on a show.
Yeah, make you feel like you have to be a little porn star strumming your crumpet. I don't know, man, like...
strumming your crumpet.
Yeah, or teasing your beef. I don't know. I don't know what I think of this. Like, obviously, if people are comfortable with it, that's great. But it's just something that didn't occur to me because there wasn't the option for it.
No, I mean, we were technologically...
Did we do anything over Skype, like, visually?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, so obviously I didn't have a problem.
But, I mean, technologically we were in the dark ages.
Yeah. Are we sharing?
I don't know how much you wanted to...
I can't remember.
I can't believe I did that. Yeah, you were a little slut.
Oh, see. Then don't slut shame. Don't make people think they're sluts.
I'm not shaming it. I married you, didn't I?
Well, you can't say slut.
It's fine to be a slut.
Only in the bedroom.
In the bedroom, yeah. Where your laptop was.
You can't just say sluts in that.
Well, you're my wife.
You gotta be nice to me.
I am nice to you.
We'll just stay in America when we go.
That's where you were when you were...
Yeah, but I'll stay now when we go back if you keep calling me a slut.
You can have a webcam. You can perform.
I'm not going to do it because it freaks me out now, apparently. I don't know.
But, okay, so moving on a little bit. Something that just came to our attention today.
Yeah.
Was this advent of... Right. I mean, I don't know. These may have been around for years.
First, I feel like we should say how, since we've been more involved in this community over the past couple months and doing the podcast and that, I was shocked by how awesome... the long-distance bracelets are. Have you heard, remember talking about these? So they're
don't they like buzz or something?
Yeah, so it's like, I think it's kind of like a smart
bracelet
type thing, but all it does is if you touch it in a certain place, it vibrates on your partner's wrist. So you each have one, and when you're thinking of each other, you can touch it, and they get an alert that they're thinking of you. So it's kind of quite a nice little physical touch, and they're quite expensive, but that's really cool technology. So, as with
everything in 2018, porn gets involved, or sex gets involved, and the sex toy equivalent of that bracelet has now hit the market.
Yes, you can have long-distance toy sex now.
So what it appears to be. I don't even know what it's called. We can't even give a brand recommendation.
Well,
what was it?
And then I wouldn't. I don't know. Basically,
well, people are going to want to know.
Basically, it's a flashlight.
Yeah, it's basically a male sleeve and a rabbit. It's specifically a rabbit because it's got the little clit ears on it.
I'm really glad no one can see the motion that you just made. That was really inappropriate.
Okay, it's...
Who do you think you are?
I thought it was Love Sense. It's not Love Sense. It's Love Ence. LOVENSE.
Why are you giving someone a free plug?
Well...
Because
I don't know how people would Google this. I'm trying to save people's search history. Because if you start typing in vibrating sex,
long-distance sex problems. This is what Google's saying to me. Yeah, just Google long-distance sex toy. Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of Refinery29, which is a good website. They have a whole thing about
it. Okay, well, anyway, so there's the rabbit... for the ladies, and a sleeve for the men.
Fleshlight.
And you both sync it to Bluetooth on your phone. Uh-huh. I'm assuming there's an app.
Uh-huh.
And the brilliance of it seems to be not just that you're using it at the same time, but that the motions one of you makes with yours affects the motions of the other one. So the male one seems particularly interesting. So... I'm getting quite excited about this.
We're not getting one.
We don't need one, but I'm still getting quite excited about it. The technology...
I can see that.
The technology is amazing, that there's now a sleeve that goes on a penis, but with air pockets, so that when the lady's rabbit is being moved around, air starts squirting out of this sleeve to mimic the suction of a vagina.
Suction and vagina all in the same sentence. How many points is that?
And the quicker the sleeve gets... masturbated. I don't know. The tips of the rabbit start going bananas.
I have no idea what you just said.
This is why I wish we were doing a video episode.
Well, because you can do your dirty little rabbit finger gesture in your nether regions. This is madness. So yeah.
But how amazing is this for long distance couples today don't know they're born?
Yeah. Do you know what? It really is like when your parents tell you, I had to walk 2 miles both ways up in the snow. And now you can just have sex with toys with your partner on this side of the world. But I do think that this is interesting.
Before you move on.
I'm not moving on. I'm just talking about...
Before you say something else. What I think is really cool about this is, as we were just talking about with the intimacy, and you can get to know your partner's sort of likes and dislikes and whatever... This, because your motion on what you've got affects the motion of what they've got, you can start each controlling the tempo.
Yeah, but do they know that you have? Like, do they know what you're doing?
You can be talking, but...
But what I'm saying is, do they know, like, oh, my fleshlight's doing this, therefore her rabbit... she's doing this with it. Like,
no, I think it's more the speed of it. So if you're slowing down, there's less air being spurted from this
vagina. I wish you could see our faces right now. And like the faces I am making at him.
If he slows down the masturbation of the sleeve, then the heads on the rabbit slow down.
Ears.
The heads.
Ears.
Well, there's head and ears. Isn't there like the head in the shaft? Do we need to have a textbook?
I feel like we need to...
So basically on a penis, there's a shaft. And atop that shaft is a head.
But you said rabbit heads.
Okay, yeah, there's head and then there's ears that tickle the clit.
So the shaft has a head.
Yeah, and then
there's... And the rabbit has the ears.
Do you know what rabbits look like?
Don't tell them that.
Well, you've got eyes.
No, but I don't think that you know what rabbits look like. They only have one head.
Yeah, they've got one head that goes inside the love canal. But then you've got the ears on the front that straddle.
Okay, the rabbit is a different part.
The rabbit's just the brand.
Rabbit is a specific technology that has the two little flicky things that do that motion that you did so well.
Stuck on front of a vibrator with their head.
The rabbit isn't the whole thing. The rabbit is just the brand.
Ignore
it's not even necessarily a brand. It is a brand. Well, it is a brand, but everyone else has ripped it off. Anne Summers has made millions off of it.
The rabbit design.
Oh my God, we're just reviewing this thing we've never used.
The head is... If whoever these brands are would like to send us one for review, we'll gladly take it for a test ride.
We can do a giveaway and someone else can do
it. Yeah, let's do a giveaway. Anyway, actually, I would like to hear first-hand experience of what this is like. Because this could be one of those things that sounds amazing. Like, if this was pitched on Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, I'd be interested to know what the reaction of the investors would be.
So, phone sex.
With or without sleeves and rabbits and heads.
Oh, God, this has just got very weird. I think if you are struggling with not being able to be intimate with one another, particularly if you're very highly driven sexually.
Well done.
Did I just speak English? We did need to start having a camera because this is madness. I think it's maybe something that you should start talking about. There's nothing wrong with it. I think that I felt some guilt associated with it to start with. I didn't really know how to react to the fact that maybe if I was open to it. There's a lot of feelings that can go around it because it's not as natural and as easy as just doing the deed with someone. You know, there's a lot more thought, a lot more analysis that goes with it.
It's also more, it's premeditated, isn't it?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's not just a natural thing that evolves from kissing to touching to, you know, getting in bed or up against a wall, whatever takes your fancy.
All right, slow down.
You were talking about masturbation.
I was doing sleeves. A review of a product I've not yet used.
This doesn't count. I don't even know if we can legally do that.
Why?
Might be slander. I don't know. I
mean, we sounded pretty positive about it.
I'm pretty impressed. I mean, it's just because we're old and we're fascinated by that technology stuff.
It makes me wonder what else is out there.
Well, should we look?
Right, listeners, if there's any new technology that we need to be aware of, make us aware of it.
So this one and that one.
What's that?
I'm looking at this Refinery 29 article.
I mean, the one that fascinates me, but it's not really a long-distance one, is the love eggs or the vibrating thong, but the other person controls that.
Oh, there's a little remote control with it.
But it doesn't, I don't think it's long. I don't think that would work across the world. Again, if there's one of these out there, someone let us know.
This one appears to be a butt plug. Is that right?
That is indeed a butt plug, yes.
A long distance butt plug.
Is it a long distance
butt plug? I don't know. I'm not really reading this properly, but this whole article is about just the different sex toys that are available and how they're revolutionizing?
Yes.
Long-distance relationships and sex. Sorry, guys. Like,
yeah, it's nearly 9 on a weeknight.
On a Monday. Yeah. Like, man. Huh. So, yes. Basically, there are things that you can do
in a nutshell, this episode is phone sex is fun. There are new toys to help with phone sex. Isn't technology wonderful? If there's anything that we're not aware of, let us know.
Yeah.
And don't feel pressured to have phone sex.
No, but I think...
But equally, have phone sex.
Yes, that is the moral of the story. Even if you don't want... No. I think if you don't want to and your partner does, you have to respect that that's something they want and even just start to talk about it. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but I think you should at least acknowledge that that's something that your partner wants or maybe needs. And talk about it.
What about, because this is something we've not had to, we're very lucky that we've lived on our own for years.
Buttoning your shirt.
I'm quite warm. And the sex talk's got me flustered. But, you know, we've lived on our own for a long time, so we've not had to worry about interruptions for a long time. What about these? Because this is something we've noticed as well with the community that we're part of online, our Instagram. Is a lot of these long-distance relationships with people who are quite young.
Mm. Late teens, early 20s, yeah, so probably living at home still.
So what happens if, and especially if one of you in particular wants to do it, the difficulty in making plans or, you know, people who share bedrooms even.
Well, I mean, that's something we had to
We didn't share bedrooms.
No, but we lived at home.
Yeah.
But we both had parents that didn't knock sometimes.
It was fairly straightforward of waiting for everyone to sleep, but I'm thinking if, for the people who don't have the privacy.
You say that.
You nearly got caught, didn't you?
I'm sure I nearly did. You say that, but when you've got time difference like we did, so yeah, you could do it at 3 o'clock in the morning, but that was 7 o'clock p.m. my time. So, I mean, yeah. There was some logistica? I was going logistics, and it just became
a long word.
Sounds like a new company, Logistica United.
So the logistical problems, is that what you're trying to say?
We specialize in shipping
and
sex toys worldwide. Yes, there were some issues with it but trying to figure it all out.
But not us specifically. I'm thinking people who don't have the privacy at all, probably share bedrooms, people whose parents are like... Well, I suppose what's different now, maybe, is that where, you know, phones are just ubiquitous.
What does that word mean?
Like, everywhere.
Okay. Why don't you just say that?
Oh, fine. I didn't know you were a fucking dunce. Now that phones are everywhere...
I will hit you with this pillow.
For us, it was, I'm going to be on the internet now. Like, going on the internet was a task. Like, it was a dedicated activity.
You're just connected constantly now, aren't you?
So it's like, oh, my laptop's in my room. I'm going to my room. I'm going to be on the internet. Now, yeah. It's like, where are you going? You're on your phone. Like, you don't need to leave the room. So I just, are there additional difficulties that weren't there in the technological dark ages that our relationship was cultivated?
I don't know, because we're old. I don't know. I don't think we can answer. Like I said earlier, I think everyone's situation is different. It depends on if they live at home. It depends on their time difference. It depends on their comfort levels. It depends if they one has an Android and one has a
Yeah, but people want answers. They listen to this for the answers. What is the answer?
The answer is that you should talk about having phone sex. And if you're both comfortable with it, you should find the best way.
If you've got an open family, you could just be like, look, guys.
That's disgusting.
Didn't phone sex tonight. Leave me alone.
I think you just need to work out not a routine, and that sounds boring, but, you know, maybe a couple of days a week where you know it's a possibility, and then if you can make it work, like...
Maybe the flip side to this is where phones are ubiquitous / everywhere, you don't have to be tethered to the home anymore. You can, if you're able to drive, you can go somewhere.
Oh, yes, go masturbate in your car and risk being arrested for indecent exposure.
Do it at night and go somewhere quiet.
Yes, go to the park where children are playing.
We've had sex in the car.
Yeah, we have, I know, but...
We just waited till it was dark and very secluded.
I feel like you'd get in more trouble for masturbating in a car than having sex in a car. I feel like there's something that could be seen. It is not this way.
You can get covered up quicker, though.
But it was... What?
You can get covered up quicker.
But I just feel like it could be seen as something that's more pervy than just having sex.
Well, you're right. Don't do it next to a park.
Yeah, or school.
You know, be careful. We're not going to take any responsibility for arrests that come from
don't inadvertently get yourself in a dogging situation.
If you do, make sure it's on FaceTime so that your partner can enjoy it.
Yeah, I think really it's just, you know, it can be a very healthy way to enrich a long-distance relationship, particularly if you've been together and you are now apart. And you're dealing with that distance when you have been able to have sex. And also, it's just, in the run-up to meeting, it's a really fun way to start getting to know about each other's desires. I don't think we can give any answers in terms of what everyone can do, but people can certainly message us about their specific scenario, and we're happy to help you figure out how to masturbate together. But I know what you're saying. Like, answers are great, but it depends on everyone else.
We also would love to hear from people, I think, who... are doing it in ways that maybe we'd not considered, or they're using these toys.
It's how do you like it?
I don't mean in a filthy way, but I mean, you know, like we keep saying, things are different now. So
yeah.
For the people who said, oh, you know, actually this app's great, or this has worked well for us, or yeah, we've got that penis sleeve that squirts air.
Oh, stop saying that.
As she moves the rabbit head.
Tonight, we are going to be getting into bed, having a nice snuggle. He's going to give me a kiss goodnight, and then he's going to whisper really creepily in my ear, penis sheath. Wait, hold on, let me... Penis sheath, squirting air. Oh, like he's going to do that.
That's so true.
And it is, and I'm going to have to live with this. And our dogs are going nuts, and everything is just... People go forth and have phone sex. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, so it's a short and sweet episode. Not even 30 minutes yet. We've got just over 30 seconds to sign this off.
Yes. And by the way, by the time you hear this, we'll be in America for Christmas with my family. I'm flipping my shit balls over that.
Yeah. You're going to make this run over 30
minutes. Bruce is biting my toes.
So follow us on Instagram. Is it Mr. Mrs. Distance or Mr. and Mrs. Distance?
I can't remember anymore.
Let me check.
In the meantime, yes, we'll be in America. We're going to be sharing lots of posts and Instagram stories about beautiful weather and Christmas and going to a Lakers game. And
Mr. Mrs. Distance on Instagram.
All one word.
Come and follow us. Come and talk to us. Tell us about your phone sex. Tell us if you've got the penis sleeve that squirts air.
If you want to, you don't have to.
No, you do have to.
We're over 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's because you've been pissing about.
You don't even know our screen names.
I do.
Do people call them screen names anymore?
I don't know.
Our dogs are about to lose their mind. So, on that note, thank you very much. Let us know any questions. Hang on, wait.
Is this going to be the last episode before Christmas?
No, we'll have one. Do we need to say
have a Merry Christmas
anymore? No, we'll do that in the next one.
Okay, fine.
Have a Happy Hanukkah. That might be over by the time.
Enjoy your Christmas shopping, everybody.
Our dogs are losing it. Thank you and goodbye.